Hello, or oh no, let's do that again. Hi, welcome or welcome back to Ludell's Viewpoint. I'm your host, Ludell. It is a note to self kind of episode, but honestly, there's going to be some things that I talk about that I've not heard in a minute, so stay tuned. So, everyone knows that self-confidence is important. Most of us know the phrase, confidence is key, confidence is key, fake it till you make it. But I want to delve into why it actually is important. And the reason why I think it's important is because if you aren't confident, people aren't going to see your potential, essentially. If you don't ooze confidence, people aren't really going to pay attention to you or what you have to say. So, in a nutshell, that's why I think self-confidence is important. I also think it's important for your well-being. If you're not confident in who you are and what you stand for, then it's very difficult to be happy with you'll be struggling emotionally, mentally, with not being comfortable in your own skin. And when that happens, I find that a lot of doubts creeps in, a lot of insecurities that really spiral into other things such as unhealthy habits happen. So that is, again, in a nutshell, why I think self-confidence is important for the sake of others and also, more importantly, for the sake of you. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory, a little background on me, Liddell. I am working on my self-confidence. It's not something that I would say I have reached or peaked at many times. It's something that I'm working on and I constantly battle with. But through Project Self, which is a wellness journey that I run in February, and if you haven't or seen it or heard of it, check out my Instagram to learn more. But through Project Self, speaking to loved ones and music, finding things to boost my self-esteem, I have gotten better and I've been more comfortable with sharing who I am to other people and talking about myself and allowing myself to make decisions that I stand by and I feel content and happy with. So, all that to say is you see a very put together version of Liddell, but honestly, I have been that warrior who, questions everything. I have also been that same girl that has doubted everything about her. And I've been the very quiet girl in the classroom or just in social settings. So I've come a long way, all to say. But I want to talk about and share ways I think one can be more confident in themselves. I mentioned music. Now, music is such a beautiful and passionate topic for me personally, anyway. Anyone that knows me knows that I am such a fan of music, whether it's the lyrics, especially the lyrics, the beat, the melody, the composition, the visuals of how a music video or a film, short film is put together, or even films in itself and how soundtracks are created and given its own light. Oh, you can tell from me talking about it, I love music. But the reason why I think music can be such a confidence booster is because of what it says, the lyrics. When you find, everyone, I assume, if you don't, you need to work on it. I assume most people have a song that is their hype song. It gets them feeling good about themselves. It makes them feel unstoppable, untouchable. I have a few hype songs. One of them is Big For Your Boots by Stormzy. That is my song. That is my song. I listen to it on different occasions, but anytime it does come on, I'm there. I'm going to be singing and belting that song. And that leads me to ask my audience, what is your hype song? I'm very curious. And why does it make you, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel aggressive? Like, come on, bring it on. Does it make you feel tough and strong? Does it make you feel sensual and very, I'm fly. Yeah, Take a good look, soak it all in. You get the gist. I have a few songs like that, but Big for Your Boots has been a steady one that's been with me as I've grown up, which is funny because I heard the song before and then all of a sudden it just kind of clicked and switched. So that is one aspect of being more confident. Another more important aspect is affirmations and speaking to yourself in a positive way. Now, some people don't believe in affirmations, but I do, in terms of the power it has or the power you have with the words that you choose to speak to yourself. If you continually feed yourself, I'm ugly, oh, I'm not buff enough, I'm not fit enough, oh, my skin has this flaw, blah, 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 you're only just going to weigh yourself down, as opposed to, oh, I really like how I did my hair today. Ooh, that color suits me. I'm going to wear that color today. Or even beyond the physical, I really like that I'm a good person. Saying these positive things about you can only bring you up and as a result, make you feel more confident in yourself. And that confidence comes from knowing the positive things about yourself first and foremost, believing it, and also exuding it, radiating that level of knowledge that you now have. So affirmations is another important one. And finally, to improve confidence, you need to know your assets. Everyone has assets and of course liabilities, but you need to know your assets. I'm talking physical and non-physical. Physically, there is a feature on you that people are attracted to, drawn to, or that you, which is more important, think, wow, this is God's creation. This is amazing. I'm so happy that I have this feature. Everyone has an asset. And if you don't know what your asset is, work on it and try and find it. Because through learning your asset, it's something that you will now try and showcase because you're proud of it and you know in yourself that you wouldn't have it any other way. When, for example, for me, when I found or realized my asset through what people had told me and also through looking in the mirror and reflecting on myself, I, for a while, hid it and I didn't necessarily showcase it. But then when I realized that it was indeed an asset, my asset, I just started owning it. I owned my asset. Why wouldn't you? I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you? And then you also need to know your personality, non-physical asset. If someone said to you, why should I listen to you? Why should I pay attention to you? Given or assuming everyone is on the same level, you need to say, I'm a kind person. Oh, I'm the funniest person in this room. I am you need to have a feature that you believe so strongly about yourself to be authentic, which I'm going to touch on, but also very much what other people can benefit from or be attracted to. Okay, rounding up my conversation and thoughts on self-confidence, I want to touch on three things. The issue that I have with fake it till you make it, which is a very, very popular saying, is that you can get carried away with faking it, that you forget who you are. Now, self-confidence, in my opinion, comes from knowing who you are and working on yourself for yourself before anything else. Yes, I rhymed. Maybe intentionally, but you get the point. And for me, one of my favorite words is authenticity or authentic, because it means that despite what's happening around you, you're staying true to yourself. And I've spoken to a lot of people and I value what my loved ones around me have told me. And it's always to just be you. I did an episode, which you can listen to, called Let Yourself Be. And in most of my episodes, I try to allude to, you could be influenced by many things. You can take inspiration from a lot of things, but essentially those inspirations and influences need to boil down to you being you and you making a conscious effort to be yourself at the end of the day. So yeah, that's my issue that I have with that phrase. It does go a long way, because if you aren't where you want to be and you try and act in the way that where you want to be is, it does help. For example, I might not be a millionaire right now, but if I act in the way that I think a millionaire would, which is maybe be a bit more of a risk taker with my money, or maybe save, or maybe diversify, you know, then eventually I'll see results that bring me closer to that goal. So in that regard, fake it till you make it works. But again, if you're inauthentic to yourself, I think it's injustice to the self-confidence that you can really experience on another level. So yeah, that's my first thought. My second thought is self-confidence based on physical appearance is important, but it's not everything and it's not enough. I did touch on having an asset and knowing what that is, and I emphasized on the physical, but I've realized that even the most fittest person, even the most good-looking guy or girl, could lack self-confidence. And that is not because of their appearance. They could lack self-confidence because they don't speak to themselves in a positive way. They could lack self-confidence because deep down they don't really know who they are, or they aren't sure of what they can offer to the world other than their looks. So self-confidence isn't about the looks. It's not enough. And when you dig deep and find out what's important to you, who you want to be, who you are, and all of that jazz, that's when this growth of owning who you are comes. And it doesn't come from, which Ms. Dell's Inside Out covers in the song, I applaud you to listen to. And my last thought on self-confidence is practice pitching yourself. You need to become your own bestseller. Pitching yourself means if someone walked into the room, let's say a VIP, and you had their attention for just 30 seconds, you need to be able to hook them. It is the world that we live in that if you aren't able to put yourself forward, it is very difficult to be heard. I struggled with this because I thought that it was very unfair, and also it wasn't even playing fields, but it is. You have to make the decision to let people see the best version of you, and also let people see your potential. Because you don't have to be a final product for people to listen to you, to respect you, or to even be attracted to your self-confidence. Practice pitching yourself, you know, when you're looking in the mirror. Hi, I'm this person. This is what I do. This is what I want to do. You know, when you're speaking to a friend on FaceTime or a call, let them see a side of you that they feel enlightened and feel as if they've gotten to know you that much more. When you are doing presentations in class or work, seize that opportunity to practice your skills of talking about a topic and using body language and a lot of other techniques in the pitching world to assist how you present yourself, and it will really go a long way. So thank you very much for listening to this Note to Self episode. I hope that you feel inspired and that you are going to pursue self-confidence yet again, or continue it, pick it up, you know what I mean. Thank you.